1077 The Island, your station for one great song after another. Thanks for tuning in. Fransman in the chair, you over there. Lori Lou in the house. GI Trick, why do you seem extra tired today?
Well, I am super tired because I gigged last night. I was in Ravana last night for my once a month, and it was a really good time. When I got there, one of the guys who plays regularly said, "So, you like your candy bars in the freezer?" and all this other stuff. And he's like, "I listen to you guys on Wednesdays." He purposely changes the channel over to 107 so he can listen to us. So my little shout out is to Tony this morning. Appreciate you listening. And so...
What, did Tony agree with the chocolate in the freezer?
I didn't. Because again, it's you're not right or wrong.
No, there's a wrong.
It's, well, and we know it's you. It's not me.
I'm going to Google this right now.
Okay.
Because I'm sure at some point in my life, chocolate enthusiasts or chocolate specialists or whatever they're called, chocolatiers, say you don't ever put it in the freezer. And if I could spell the word chocolate, we would get the results of my search a lot quicker. It has to be wrapped airtight. If it's not wrapped tightly, chocolate can develop white streaks due to temperature changes, which does affect the quality.
Now, I mean, that I don't know. I guess I don't really care. I just like it frozen. Yeah,
if you like it, then you like it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I mean. So I didn't press Tony about what his preference was. But somebody on his team's like, "Yeah, you never give us those free questions." So, like, I bombarded him with all of, like, my last month of free questions. So that worked out pretty fun. It was good. It was a good night. I always enjoy going to Ravana.
Well, let's shift gears 100% here. It is a meatloaf. Now, we missed Meatloaf Tuesday at Lee's Family Restaurant. And now we have, it's a nice Wednesday. But you can go there 7 days a week. Lee's Family Restaurant is open. And I got a $10 gift certificate for you. Lee's Family Restaurant, $10 gift certificate goes to you. You're going to switch gears really quickly here, Lori Lou. Why do we wear ring finger on our ring finger? Why do we wear a ring on our ring finger, rather? Why that finger? Do you know?
I do know, and I'm not going to say.
No, you can. This isn't the real question.
Because it's closest to your heart or something about your heart.
The Romans and ancient Egyptians believed there's a vein that goes from that finger all the way to your heart.
Yeah.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But that's the answer to that. It's called vena Amoris. I'm positive I'm mispronouncing that. My question to you today, call 398-9000. Actor Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker on All in the Family, he, if you watch those episodes, has his ring on his middle finger.
Oh.
Why? There's a couple
of... His wedding ring on his...
Yeah. I think maybe on both hands. But call now. Good luck. 398-9000 is my number. 1077 The Island, your station for one great song after another. The Google races are in fact upon us. Lee's Family Restaurant, West Highway 30, across from Bruce's Furniture, offering scrumptious food and a friendly environment for you and your family. When are we going? If we don't put it on the calendar, we're not going to go.
I know.
Because that's
you know what? Let's do it like this. Last week we went to the car show. Yeah. Everything. Maybe we should do it again, you know, like on a Saturday or a Sunday.
How about Saturday morning? Or Sunday morning?
Yeah, probably not Saturday. I'm going to the track that day. I gotta make sure I'm rested up.
When you do live horse racing action, does Lori Lou gamble?
No.
Smoke a cigar?
No, I drink and socialize I drink and walk around and socialize. But
does Josh gamble?
No.
Not at all?
No. So he just drinks because he doesn't even really socialize that much because he's quiet. A friend of mine has rented the couches on Saturday, so that's, I'm super excited.
You got your own bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... Yep. I love when it's warm enough that they can
open the windows.
Yeah.
You
might have that this weekend. How amazing would that be?
I know. That would be so great.
Hey, stick around. I do have a table for four for Fonner Park. These are for Saturday. And
You can hang out with me.
I'll give those away in just a little bit. Play your cards right. She'll let you buy her a drink.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. This morning, it's question. Sylvia got this right. Why do we wear the ring on that particular finger to the point where now we call it a ring finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's primarily due to ancient Roman and Egyptian belief. It's called vena amoris or amoris, which is translated to vein of love, which is, the vein runs directly from that finger to the heart, is what experts believe. But then, the more you read it, the more confusing it gets. It says, while anatomically incorrect, that tradition does symbolize eternal love. So apparently...
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah. But I'm reading in AI, and let's remind everyone what AI stands for. Artificial
intelligence.
Why does everybody overstate that first word or just not understand the first word? They think, oh, it's AI. It's genius.
It's all over.
No, it's artificial.
I know. But I really do like making our little cartoon characters
with that.
I have so much fun with that.
It's quite flattering.
It is. Because you can say, like, oh, can you make me thinner?
Yeah.
It was that easy. Just have AI and make me thinner.
Yeah. They didn't make my hair thinner.
Oh, no. You.
And it's for this reason I say thank you.
Are so handsome in those.
I know. Because it's fake.
It's artificial.
Because it's artificial.
That's funny.
So the question, the second part of the question was Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker in All in the Family, he wore his wedding ring on his middle finger. And I had noticed that when I was a kid. I just didn't understand why. And so Sylvia did get this. If you Google this, there's a number of reasons, each one more boring than the other. I thought I was going to find something really personal, but some reports claim that Carol O'Connor wore that ring on his middle finger for balance because he had one on both hands. One was his grandfather's diamond ring, and for balance... Actors do weird.
Yeah,
superstition.
That is weird.
Other experts say it's a character nuance. His character's stubborn, working class guy, doesn't follow conventions.
Mm.
So, that. And some other reports suggested that it might be for sentimental reasons. I don't know. You would think Edith would get upset. Would you get upset if you were married and your husband put the ring on his middle finger?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd really care. I don't know.
See, because to me...
I was married for such a very short time.
Well, to me, I think would it demean the marriage? Like, I wear a ring. I wear it on my index finger. Because if I'm not married, I wouldn't put a ring on the ring finger. And
right.
If I was married, I think it would be insulting to not wear it on that finger.
I guess it just depends on the other person. I don't know if I'd care. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway, Sylvia, you got $10 to Lee's Family Restaurant, West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Try the breaded catfish fillet with potato and salad bar. Try the Indian tacos. And stay tuned for a Laurie and Fransman sighting.
Yeah.
Maybe this
soon.
Weekend, Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I get up early, though.
I know you do. I can.
Right.
I can. I could do it twice a week. I get up early on Wednesdays. I could do it again.
I mean, I sleep in, and it's 6:15.
Yeah.
And if I have to wait until 10:30
no,
for you and Josh, it's not going to happen.
No, he's an early riser. I can just say, hey, make sure I'm up at 7.
Lee's Family Restaurant is open 7 days a week, breakfast anytime. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. Yeah. Billy Idol on 107.7 The Island, your station for one great song after another. In the music news, entertainment news portion of 107.7theisland.com, there was the trailer of Billy Idol's documentary. I think it's called Billy Idol Should Be Dead.
That's the title?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he lived a crazy life. And they show Miley Cyrus saying how much she was influenced by him. He was made everybody wanted to be a punk. And she also said, or no, then they showed footage. This is all in the trailer of Billy Idol's documentary. They show him very, very young on BBC television. And the interviewer says, if your music does become a success, especially overseas, how would you spend your money? And Billy Idol in his leather jacket, very young, messy hair, he's like, drugs. I would spend it on drugs. And he went on to become a successful guy who spent it on drugs. My point of the whole story is it does give you a fine appreciation. He dominated in the 80s. He does have some great music. And you follow stuff like this on 107.7theisland.com. Lots to do. Very interactive website.
Yeah, very.
107.7theisland.com. That's where you'll find the event calendar page brought to you by Double V Restaurant Sports Bar and Grill. See what's happening this weekend. See what's happening next week, next month, this summer, and beyond. It's your event calendar page, 1077theisland.com. Double V Restaurant Sports Bar and Grill, two unique dining experiences in one location. Victory is for all your sports bar faves. Valiant is for an elevated meal in a stylish setting. Visit Downtown GI. Try them both today, and your TV theme song at 8 is next. 1077 The Island. Should I do All in the Family again?
Sure. It's great. I love it. Like, I feel like I sing like Edith.
You didn't want to say anything.
I know. I could feel you were thinking it.
G.R. Old LaSalle ran gray. You know those words are in there? Those great words.
No.
A LaSalle is a car.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Don't go anywhere. .7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Fransman in the chair, Lori Lou over there. And hey, I appreciate you tuning in. Good Wednesday morning. Lori Lou, tired in the chair.
I'm okay. I'm okay right now. It's going to be later when I'm not doing much. My goal for the day is just to stay awake.
Because you were Ravenna last night?
Yeah.
Ravenna.
Ravenna. Every time I say it now, I think of you.
How sweet.
I know, right? But yeah, like I touched on earlier, give a little shout out to Tony. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I did give you a shout out, but I think it was probably too early before you got into your vehicle to start driving. But I gave you a nice shout out this morning, Tony.
He knew that you like your chocolate in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if he knew that you don't like people touching your washing machine.
Sure he did.
And that you don't gamble.
Yeah.
When you go to the horse races.
And I don't drive, remember?
You do, but you don't.
I know.
You have your license and you have a nice truck, but you choose to...
I know.
...be carted around.
It's terrible.
Is it because you don't want to spend money on gas?
No. I don't know. So, funny story... One night that I had to go, the night that I did Prairie Pride's final trivia night, I had to go to the Liederkranz and meet Amber over there, meeting about, you know, starting to do trivia and music bingo over there. I'm not even joking. I left my house that I've lived in and I was going to the Liederkranz and I'm like, how do I get there? True story. I'm like, how do I get there? Like, what's the best way to get there? Where is it again? Seriously. And then, so then I got there. And then I had to go from the Liederkranz to Prairie Pride. And I'm like, how do I get there again? And I thought I had to cross the tracks, but you don't have to cross the tracks. And I am directionally challenged, like really bad.
I could relate. I'm not as bad as my mother, and I'm not as bad as you.
Well, you and I've gotten lost.
Yeah.
Remember, we were looking for the Grand Generation Center, and we were
lost in conversation. We went right past it. Like, where is this place?
That was funny. Yeah.
When I get confused, is you coming down Stolly Park? As soon as you hit South Locust, I never know.
Oh yeah, which way?
I know the Walmart is to the right.
Right.
But as far as where is Fawner Park?
Well, we had to go to Jack's Tire the other day. Yeah. That one to me is easy because that's down there. But one for me is like the venues, the Thunder Road. So yeah. When you're at Stolly Park, do I go left or do I go right? I don't remember which way it is.
And I've been here long enough that I should know.
But I know it's left, but yeah, I'd panic.
Is Goodwill left or is it right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But so how do you make it to Ravenna every week?
Josh drives me. I know. And I tell him I can make it to Ravenna. But seriously, it's Highway 2 and you turn at the subway. That's I can get there and I can get home just as fine. But he's just that nice guy.
It's just better not to.
Well, when we were going last night, though, we were talking and I said, did I ever tell you about that time that I went to Shelton, met my friend in Shelton who lives there, and then we went to Kearney to do the Shamrock Shuffle. It was a 5K on St. Patrick's Day. And then me and her husband, and I shouldn't tell the story, me and her husband then went to a bar in Kearney, you know, had some green beers or whatever. They drove back to Shelton, and then I had to get home. And I didn't have that many beers, so don't think it was that. And I told Josh, I go, did I ever tell you I got lost? Like, I couldn't find my way home. Like, I was on a dirt road. I had no idea where I was. No clue.
That's awful.
And it took me like 3 hours to get home. It was terrible.
It's an awful feeling.
It is. That was 100% my fault. But yeah, I'd just rather be safe and not drive.
Well, in my life, whenever I don't drive, so oftentimes people say, how do you not know where this person lives, or how do you not know how to get there? Because if I'm not driving, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, same.
You know?
Same. Well, going to South Dakota, we have land in South Dakota, and I had been there many, many times in my life, but then when it came time as an adult that I had to drive, I had to get very specific because I don't know. I don't think I had a smartphone then, but just I had to get specific directions from my mother to get there. And so my son and I went. And then the next time that we went and I made a wrong turn or missed a turn, and my kid, who wasn't very old, is like, Mom, where are you going? Oh, my gosh. You know, just read me the riot act. So thankfully it skipped a generation. He is a very good driver. I ride with him sometimes. And he turns into the first lane, which is, you know, he does all the things. Real quick, though, speaking of my kid, I want to give him a shout out. He's at Indoor Nationals for track today. He'll be there today. He runs tomorrow. So very proud of him. Good luck, kid. It's
impressive.
Love you. Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah, two events.
And if you're driving with him somewhere and the car breaks down, he could run for help.
He could. I can't. Nope. My running days are long gone.
Will you stick around? You have we'll give away a Sailor Screen printed custom color.
Comfort color.
T-shirt. One man party. Absolutely. Seven Island GI trivia.
Yes.
Lori Lou.
Yep.
T-shirt.
I'm going to give you a choice of a question because I've got two categories. So
we'll do that next. For Lori Lou's full schedule on Facebook, GI Trivia.
Broadcasting live from the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Let's go. Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. On the air and online at 107.7. TheIsland.com. Good Wednesday morning, and thanks for being here. Sailor Screen Printing in Kearney and GI made some great, one-of-a-kind, unique custom t-shirts that come in a variety of custom colors.
Comfort.
Comfort colors.
Jeez.
You're never going to get it.
Never going to get it. Never going to get it.
Yeah.
You have a trivia question that will appear tomorrow at Wine, Beer, and Spirits.
I do. Real quick, though, let me tell you what's going on tomorrow. So didn't you say the weather's supposed to be like 70 again, almost 70?
Up near 70, yeah, for a temp. It's going to be a little breezy, though.
Oh, it is.
Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, high up near 70, and gusting winds about 30 miles an hour.
Oh, well, that blows.
Literally.
Literally. Tomorrow night, so they've been doing this build your own burger thing.
You said that went well last time.
It really did. And then last week, the food truck, you know, no showed or canceled on us. And so they just whipped it out and was grilling burgers for everybody. And I think that's awesome. But tomorrow night, they've got build your own burger. So a burger and chips. And these are the Wahoo burgers. Mm. So it's not, you know, it's... They're showcasing their
meat.
Yeah. And I think they're doing a wiener one on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Build your own burger, though. Burger and chips, $7 burger with beans or potato salad or chips is $9. Burger and a side and a beer is $10. I don't think you can beat that.
That's not a bad.
No.
Most places charge $10 just for the burger.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and a beer. So... I think that's great. But anyway, so yes, thank you, Sailor Screen Printing. Good morning, Dave. I love that you guys are listening in the mornings. Okay, do you want, I'm going to give you a choice of question, Franz, man. Do you want a...
I'm listening.
Do you want a beer question or do you want a president question?
Ooh.
And they're both...
I'm not good at either one.
They're both good questions. They're both good questions. Like, it's not a boring president question. I ran across this and did not realize.
Give me the president one.
Oh, I like it.
Followed by the beer one.
Okay. No, I can't because they're both tomorrow. All right. Here's your president question. What first lady shared the same last name as her future husband before their marriage?
Jeez.
I will give you a hint. She was the longest-serving first lady in U.S. history.
I would like a beer question, please.
No.
I have no idea.
What president was the longest in term?
I don't know.
Sure you do. Okay, well, don't answer it.
Was it?
No. Nope.
I'm going to say Taft because he was the big one.
You know, I said that last week. That's terrible. I hope he doesn't have any descendants listening. But he was. He was the one that got stuck in the bathtub. You know that, right?
I know the ridiculous trivia of some of the presidents. Like, which one doesn't like blue, or maybe he does like blue dresses. I don't know. Maybe perhaps too much.
I just got that. Okay, yes. What first lady shared the same last name as her future husband before their marriage? So she had the same last name. So she didn't have to get the monogram towels remonogrammed.
Man, I can't even. It's not Bush.
Nope. Somebody knows.
What era?
And I hope people. I'm not. No, I want somebody else to answer, not you.
Call now. Good luck. 398-9000. Get this ridiculously hard question right, and we'll give you a t-shirt printed from Sailor Screen Printing. It says GI Trivia. It says One Man Party. It says Lori Lou. It says 1077 The Island. And it comes in a variety of comfort colors.
That's right.
I got it?
You got it.
You
finally.
You got it. I still got it.
You got it.
Franz Man in the Morning, 5:30 to 10. Ooh la la. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Franzman in the chair. Lori Lou over there. Oh, that was loud.
Yeah, so always.
Good morning, The Island. What is your name?
Is it Edith Wilson?
Is that your name?
No, my name's John.
Hi, John. No. Nope, that is not correct.
Thanks for playing.
Yep. I just got a text from Dave Saylor, though.
Does he know it?
He did.
Really?
Yeah.
The question is, did he Google it?
I don't know. I don't know if he did or not.
Good morning, the island. What is your name?
Greg Young.
Greg, Lori has a question for you.
All right, Greg. Okay. What first lady shared the same last name as her future husband before their marriage? And the hint is she's the longest serving first lady in U.S. history.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
That is correct.
Good. Congratulations. I didn't know if we were going to get a winner. Greg, did you Google this?
Of course I did. I'm terrible at history.
I'm sorry. The applause was too loud. Say that again.
Of course I Googled it. I'm terrible at history.
Yeah. Me too. But I think Laura got it right.
Yeah, she did. She did. Look at this. I have all kinds of text messages coming in. they were fifth cousins once removed. So I know. What? Yeah. I don't know what that means. Like, what does once removed mean?
I don't think that's technically blood relation.
Okay.
No.
But still, it's still a little too close for me.
It's still, when you throw the word cousin in there, it just seems wrong.
Still cousin, yeah.
I wonder if their kids have webbed toes.
The gray area is if you go back far enough, we're all related. So how far back do you go?
True. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got that, Greg. I appreciate you calling. I thought that was a fun question.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for being part of the huge broadcast. What size T-shirt do you want?
XL, please.
Awesome. Thanks, Greg. And Franzman did not know the answer to the beer question. I asked him off the air, too. So.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I didn't hear that one.
I know. I might have to bring that next week. So it's a good one.
I might have been better at that one than in school than the history.
Right. I hear you. You'll hear this question sometime soon.
Greg, thanks for listening. Okay. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
You too.
Yep.
Catch Lori Lou GI Trivia.
Can you answer the phone?
Wine, beer, and spirits tomorrow.
Real quick. Stop it. I got a text message that my friend's trying to get through.
We already have a winner. Are you going to give away another T-shirt?
I will.
All right.
Yeah. Don't you threaten me with a good time. you do it.
Good morning, the island. What is your name?
Heather.
Oh, it's Heather,
how are you?
I am all right.
Awesome. Heather, do you know the answer to the question?
I think Roosevelt had the longest term, so I think it was Mrs. Roosevelt.
That's right. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Are you good at presidential history, or did you Google it?
No, I did not Google it. I just happened to remember that from high school 50 million years ago.
Nice.
Good for you.
Greg had to Google that. He was bad at history. but I'm going to give you a shirt as well. Why not?
Thanks.
Yeah. What size of shirt do you want?
Let's do, what's the biggest I can get?
I'll set one up at the front for you there.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for being part of the show. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Heather. Bye.
Bye five.
See, I like that.
I've got nonstop music coming up in just minutes. Keep it where you got it for GI schedule. For Lori's reschedules, GI Trivia on Facebook. She's at Wine, Beer, and Spirits GI tomorrow, and that's it for the week?
Yeah, I know. And then I'll be at the track on Saturday having fun and drinking and socializing. Come find me.
If you're lucky, she'll let you see her at the track. What day are you going?
Saturday.
Okay. I've got tickets for Saturday, a table for four. Let's do that as well, too. The winning portion of the program just continues. 398-9000. Call now. Good luck. And again, nonstop music is next on 107.7 The Island. Good morning, The Island. We do have a winner already, but what is your name?
My name is Rachel.
There you are. See, Rachel, yes. We answered it. I know, because Val said Rachel's in the queue. And so I said, hi.
We're out walking.
I figured. And then I said, we got to answer another one. And it wasn't you. It was Heather.
I know. Bummer.
Rachel.
You knew it, though, right?
Yeah, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Rachel, I'm sorry it didn't work out with you and Ross.
Yeah, I know. Me too. We were on a break. But whatever.
We were on a break.
That's great. That's great. Well, I tried. I had to give Heather a shirt, too, but
it's all good.
It's okay. I love that you called.
Should we throw Rachel a shirt?
I know.
Well, yeah, of course I'll throw Rachel a shirt.
She sat in the queue.
Yes. I'll hook her up with a shirt when I see her. I'm not going to make her come here.
Excellent.
Let's get together for a walking date, please. We got to catch up.
That sounds great.
I miss both of you now.
It's been a while.
I know. I know. All right. See you guys. Love you.
Okay.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. This has been a production of The Huge Broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning in. Lori Lou, thanks for hanging out with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. As always, even though you don't really have a choice, I just show up, and here I am.
No, it's good. I look forward to Wednesdays.
I do, too.
It's a good time. Catch GI Trivia at Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow, and Liederkranz is only once a month?
Twice. This month, I am going to be there on the 13th for Music Bingo. I was going to be there on the 27th, but they have a comedian that night, so we just decided. But I am going to start doing 2 music bingos a month.
You know who the comedian is?
I don't.
Come armed with that information next week.
I will. I will. I'll shoot a text out. And who doesn't like a comedian?
Hey, everybody, most people.
Yeah.
Do something nice for somebody today and every day. Help somebody with something and your random fact to ponder and share. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They just came out with something you never would have guessed. They teamed up with an Australian company, and they've released a peanut butter cup flavored toothpaste.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh.
The double ew is it doesn't have any sugar in it because it doesn't want to give you cavities.
So
What? What?
Usually that's what you want to brush off of your teeth.
The company describes it as a dessert-like twist on brushing your teeth. Now, a little sidebar here. It's only sold in Australia and New Zealand. If you're looking for this, I say seek counseling.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right. Is that
it? It's like seafood. Ugh.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right. I guess that's it then.
Well, I guess that's it then.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
I gotta go super bad.
It has to end here.
I'm not gonna stop you. Just go. Get out.
Oh, man. I'm going. That's all it is, too.
Go home. Tomorrow's a new day.
We'll try this again tomorrow.
Goodbye. Thanks for coming. If my party made you sick, tell your friends.
Hanging up now.
Fransman in the morning, 5:30 to 10.
Oh, it's so good.
107.7 The Island.